In early June, a group of 25 university students visited the state of Alabama on what is now an annual multi-day civil rights learning experience led by Dr. Lavelle Hendricks and funded by generous alumni Rosalie and Frank Turner of Birmingham. The trip takes students through Birmingham, Selma, and Montgomery, and through the lives of many of the people who participated in the American Civil Rights Movement in the 1960s. That's coming up, but first, new gun-related legislation in Texas has universities across the state paying close attention and spooling up to comply when the law takes effect next year. We'll visit with Sergeant Kyle Lowe of the A&M Commerce University Police Department about the text of the law and what it'll mean from a campus safety perspective. This is The President's Perspective, a monthly half-hour chat with the President and CEO of Texas A&M University Commerce, Dr. Dan Jones. I'm Jared Knight. Hello, Dr. Jones.
Hey, Jared.
So, what campus
about,
carry.
What about campus carry?
Campus
huh?
carry.
Yeah.
It's on everybody's mind.
It has been on everybody's mind. Gosh, it seems like it's been forever on everybody's mind. And for as long as I can remember, it's been a topic of discussion in just about every legislative session that I've been following. And this session was different in the sense that an actual piece of legislation came out of it, Senate Bill 11. And Senate Bill 11 is the campus carry law. And so it goes into effect August 1st, 2016, a little more than a year from now. That's good news because there are some very important things that this university and all institutions of higher education in the state of Texas will be doing during the next, 13 months mm-hmm. or so to ensure not only that we come into full compliance with the law, but that we do so in a manner that protects and safeguards the security of the campus and every member of the campus community.
Like what?
Well, there's just a lot of things, and some of them are spelled out pretty clearly in the legislation, and in other respects, we're getting some guidance from the university system. So let me just very briefly run down a couple of key points from the law, and then I want to ask Detective Lowe to comment on the key role that the University Police Department is going to play in helping us implement this
sure.
law. Let me quote from the kind of the, active ingredient of the legislation. A license holder may carry a concealed handgun on or about the license holder's person while the license holder is on the campus of an institution of higher education or private or independent institution of higher education in this state. So that's pretty clear.
Mm.
Now, and in fact, the reference to private institutions is kind of negated later on because private institutions are given the authority to opt out of the bill, but public institutions are not. And then the other key point here is that in order to implement the law, the university is going to have to develop detailed rules and procedures that carry out both its intent and the actual provisions of the law. And we're going to be very busy this fall doing just that. Let me read another excerpt from the legislation. After consulting with students, staff, and faculty of the institution, regarding the nature of the student population, specific safety considerations, and the uniqueness of the campus environment, the president or other chief executive officer of an institution of higher education in this state shall establish reasonable rules, regulations, or other provisions regarding the carrying of concealed handguns by license holders on the campus of the institution or on da-da-da-da-da. Anyway, you get the
sure,
idea.
Sure,
it goes
sure.
on and on. But the point is that as the university CEO, I am directed to consult broadly with the campus community to develop the appropriate rules and procedures that will ensure that this is done in the right way and in a way that, as I mentioned, not only ensures compliance, but also preserves the security and safety of our entire campus community.
Now, whether or not you do that, the law takes effect. So it's important that
yes.
that we do this.
There's no whether or not about this.
Right, right.
We're
right.
going to be doing this.
Right.
We're directed by statute, and we've been given some fairly detailed instructions from System General Counsel on this.
So what does that date look like? Are folks brandishing weapons on day one?
No. No. What are you talking about on August 1st, 2016?
Sure.
What we will have in place by then is all of the rules and procedures. We will have provisions for students living in our residence halls who may want to bring concealed handguns onto campus, how they can store those, what kind of secure premises will be made available, accommodations will be made available to them. And also there will be certain areas of the campus where that will be designated as gun-free zones.
Mm-hmm.
So again, that's something we're all going to have to work out this fall. It's going to be a very, very busy time. And as I mentioned, the University Police Department is going to play a key role in helping us through this process. And we're very fortunate to have with us today Detective Sergeant Kyle Lowe to talk about some of the things they're working on. So, Detective Lowe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm doing okay this morning.
Doing great.
As far as University Police Department's role in this, as you can imagine, we were looking at this from the very beginning. It's almost passed a couple of legislative sessions prior to this. So when this came about, Senate Bill 11 did pass. We have started preparing, first of all, by preparing our officers. As you can imagine, we're getting plenty of questions from the public on what we can, what we can't. We are finding a little bit of the public's trouble trying to differentiate between the open carry and the campus concealed carry.
They're two separate issues.
Two separate bills, absolutely. Completely. And so that's what we start out with, by telling them, look, they're two separate bills. And then we also tell them that remember, the campus carry bill is for people with a concealed handgun license, because some are under the impression that you don't have to have a license, that you can just carry concealed. So we're starting to go through these steps. So as long as we can educate our officers first, get this down, because I don't know if you've looked at the bill or not, the bill is 10 plus pages long, just this bill. The open carry is 40 plus pages long.
Right.
But if we can get them down on the campus carry bill and they can see what will take effect, what will not take effect, what the exceptions are, what the provisions are going to be, then they can better answer the public's questions. And then once we get our officers in line, then we can take and start educating the public a little bit better, maybe through some courses or something like that, that we would, I'm sure, feel free to offer to the public for any questions they might have for it.
That conflation that can happen, I just kind of have, my mind goes back to these YouTube videos of enthusiasts who are walking into places of restaurants and public places like this, brandishing, assault rifles,
right,
and the
right,
like.
Correct.
That's not something that's expected to happen.
No, this will be a concealed carry, and not only is it concealed carry, it's concealed carry for handgun only. It's not going to allow you to take and bring your rifle or your shotgun in or anything like that. And it will require you, as concealed, it's going to have to be covered and in some type of holster on your person. And there are ways, there are penalties if you take and display that handgun in front of another person. It's a Class A misdemeanor in the state of Texas, or with the actual premises that will be designated no carry zones, even mm-hmm. if you have your concealed handgun license, that will also be a Class A misdemeanor in the state of Texas if you carry a handgun on that particular piece of property.
And I think it's important to note here, Jared, that we will be designating gun-free zones. It is inconsistent with the letter as well as the intent of the legislation to designate the entire university as a gun-free zone.
Right.
I was asked that question by various faculty members, and university CEOs, boards of regents, do not have that authority. But we can and we will be making a case for specific locations and or events where concealed handguns will not be permitted. Examples of that might include areas where children are present, obviously the Children's Learning Center, places like the Counseling Center, possibly athletic events where emotions are running high.
Tailgate events.
And I'm giving these as examples because, again, what we're going to do this fall is we're going to do focus groups, we're going to do open forums, we're going to post materials online, we're going to gather a tremendous amount of information on the mood of the campus and the wishes of the campus community moving forward.
With stakeholders, I mean, we're talking about a lot of people. We're talking about all those folks who come to campus every single day, faculty, staff, and students. But
parents.
because I have a child on campus as well, I was going to say, is there are parents of the of all enrolled students who make the trip to Commerce every day,
right,
or who live here during the regular semester, who are also going to weigh in on this.
Right. On any given day, at any particular place on campus, we can have children. They come here for programs. They go to the planetarium. They may just be tagging along with their parents who need to go to the library, something
right.
like that.
Right.
So we're going to have to take all of those considerations into effect.
We have high school tours all the time. We have middle mm-hmm. school tours all the time. We have, Boy Scouts and Girl Scout clubs coming and touring all the time.
Right.
A lot of things to think about.
And the law still prohibits any kind of on-the-premises, carrying any kind of weapon on the premises of high school, collegiate, professional sporting event, something like that. But this law, the new end of it specifically states that if it's a collegiate event, it's going to have to be posted. So the public is going to have to start learning to look for postings mm-hmm. around.
right.
That will start out something like that pursuant to 30-06, which is a penal code, Texas penal code reference. And so they're going to have to keep their head up and their eyes open for what is posted and what is not posted. Because as President Jones says, he can't just go around and start designating right. just building after building after building. He's got to have the reason, and it asks him to clearly explain the reason why he's designating such places as gun free zones.
And you still seek approval post?
Yes. Ultimately, what I have to submit to the Board of Regents by February 1st, 2016 is our proposed rules and procedures. And then the Chancellor will vet them through a process that is being developed at the system level. And ultimately, this all goes to the Board of Regents, probably at the May 2016 meeting.
It sounds like this campus, though, is already spooling up on sort of the intricacies.
Yes.
And it sounds like, you know, with 13 months to worry about this, things can very well be in order by the time that the law takes effect.
Well, and as Detective Lowe mentioned, this didn't sneak up on us. You know, this has been under consideration for many, many years. So there's been a lot of attention paid to this, not only by us, by our UPD, by our concerned faculty and students and staff, but by universities across the state. So we're not starting fresh on this. You know, we've already had lots and lots of conversations, lots and lots of ideas have been floated. So the time has come now to put all those things into effect.
And the key is educating the public on what has and what has not gone into effect.
So let me just reiterate by saying the safety and security of every member of our university community is the guiding principle here. Everything we do has to be consistent with that goal. And again, that's the process that will be unfolding beginning September 1st this year.
Sergeant Lowe, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.